Today in the Netherlands, defense attorneys abruptly closed their case in the trial of two Libyans accused in the bombing of Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland. The proceedings had adjourned for a month to give the defense more time to get ready. But when the court reopened today, the lawyers called just one final witness. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports from the trial at the former Army base Camp Zeist.
The sudden ending brings the prospect of an early close to the trial that is the climax to a 12-year-old murder mystery. The defense took only 2 of the 80 days of testimony since the court case got underway. Last May, lawyers had promised a vigorous defense for Abdelbaset Ali Mohamed al-Megrahi and Alamin Khalifa Fahima. But in the end, they offered only 2 witnesses on December 5th and 1 today. The day's developments jolted longtime observers. Claire Connolly is a lecturer in criminal law at the University of Glasgow and part of his special Lockerbie briefing unit.
People had anticipated that a more elaborate defence case would be presented, and that defence case would cast light on the defence of incrimination that's been lodged. It would also perhaps more proactively challenge the prosecution case that's been presented, because so far, although there has been vigorous cross-examination, that is reactive to what the prosecution have done.
Under Scottish law, which governs this trial, the accused are under no obligation to put on a defence. But when lawyers for the two Libyans said they intended to implicate the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine General Command, among others, they raised expectations for a possible dramatic new twist. The trial was suspended for a month in December to allow both the prosecution and defense to follow up on new information that the bombing was the result of a conspiracy by militant Palestinians based in Syria. But Scotland's chief prosecutor, Colin Boyd, told the court nothing new had materialized, even after a series of meetings between British diplomats and the Syrian authorities in Damascus that continued as late as January 6th. The response of the Syrians had been disappointing, he said, and added the court was unlikely ever to see any new material, if it exists. It was a blow to the defense, whose strategy has been to blame others for the crime. Lawyers for the accused have been forced instead to rely on minor witnesses. One, a meteorologist, who testified it wasn't raining on a day one of the accused is alleged to have bought an umbrella. Today, the final defense witness, FBI Special Agent Lawrence Whitaker, was summoned to explain how he'd seen an employee at the Frankfurt airport tag a piece of luggage without following proper security procedures. The inference the defense would like the court to draw is that the bomb could have been planted in Germany and not, as the prosecution alleges, Malta, where the two defendants were based. The surprise end to the defense case means that neither of the accused will take the stand to give evidence. Both sides present closing statements to the court, beginning with the prosecution tomorrow. Veteran court watchers expect the 3-judge panel, which has had 8 months to scour the evidence, to return a verdict within 10 days. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, at the Lockerbie trial in the Netherlands.